It's the holiday rush. Millions of Indonesians living in cities are traveling to their hometowns to celebrate Eid al-Fitr with relatives. It's a 9-hour train journey for Kori Fahrina and her family.
I want to go to my hometown because my parents are there, so I'll make the effort to go back. I feel sorry for them. They miss us and we haven't been back for a while.
This year, authorities are expecting around 120 million people to make the journey known as Mudik. That's 40 million more than last year. COVID-19 travel restrictions imposed earlier meant many people haven't been able to travel in years.
I'm so happy that I'm going to go home. I couldn't sleep last night. I couldn't wait till morning. I'm excited that I'll see my family soon. I haven't been back in a year.
But it's presented authorities with a challenge. In an attempt to reduce the numbers of vehicles on the road, free buses have been made available.
Each bus can carry 55 people. This will reduce the volume of vehicles on toll roads and other roads and make it easier for people. Buses are also a solution for those with motorbikes because motorbikes are not designed for long-distance travel and are often involved in accidents. So we are asking people not to use motorbikes.
Other measures include making some highways one way to ease congestion. Authorities hope everything runs smoothly for what could be the busiest Mudik in years. Asad Beg, Al Jazeera.